Hello, it is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here at Cafe Anyway in Podcaster Valley. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, FFFSode 3111, 3111, and we have media. We have podcasts. We have this podcast, but we have media that's existed before all of that with television, radio, newspapers. Well, on May 27th, NPR filed, that's National Public Radio, they are connected with Public Broadcasting System, PBS, and that, of course, is where you get your Sesame Street and the Cosmos original with Carl Sagan. That was awesome. We'd go to PBS to watch Carl Sagan. Oh, and Masterpiece Theater and all of those. Well, NPR filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over now and called the president's executive order aimed at pulling federal funding from the news organization. They said it was unconstitutional. Trump had an order on May 1st directing his administration to stop supporting both NPR and PBS with federal funding, claiming that, quote, neither entity presents a fair, accurate, or unbiased portrayal of current events to taxpaying citizens. Now, NPR has defended its editorial standards. In this May 27th statement, they said that Trump's order was unconstitutional and that they have a First Amendment right to be free from government attempts to control private speech, as well as from a retaliation aimed at punishing and chilling protected speech, is what they said. There are three local public radio organizations, which included Aspen Public Radio, Colorado Public Radio, and KSUT Public Radio, joined the NPR lawsuit as plaintiffs in the case, and they listed defendants including Trump. They included the director of the Office of Management and Budget Director, Russell Vogt, and Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent, as well as the National Endowment for the Arts Chair Maria Rosario Jackson. Now, the media and Trump have had an interesting relationship as of late. When it comes to lawsuits, there have been losses, and Paramount, in fact, settled with Trump over a comment that they had, well, their interview that they had with Kamala Harris, and that Paramount, CBS's news parent company, said it will pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit that Donald Trump filed against the network, claiming it deceptively edited an interview with Vice President Kamala Harris as she was running for president to cast her in a more positive light. Paramount said that it would settle the lawsuit by paying Trump $16 million for his future presidential library and also pay his legal fees. So Trump's library, with all this money he's getting, I'm sure all the other lawsuits that he has with the media and other people's is going to go right to this library. And eventually that's where that big, beautiful jet is going to end up. It's going to be quite the library to see. I think there's going to be a lot of YouTubers that go and explore things like Buc-ee's. And basically Buc-ee's was put on the map because of YouTubers. Buc-ee's had been growing as a gas station type store throughout Texas. They had clean facilities. That was the guy, his middle name is Beaver, thus the name Buc-ee's kind of spawned from that. And his parents owned a grocery store, a small town grocery store. So he had his background in convenience stores, and he wanted to make the biggest one, and he has made it with this huge gas station that, I mean, all these pumps. I think there's over 100 pumps at this one that he's got. Now he's throughout Texas. He's throughout the South. We don't have any in California as of yet, but he's spreading all over the place, Arizona. And we'll eventually get one in California. I've not been to one. But that was his whole thing, was make it clean, have a nice kitchen in the middle of the place that's cooking tasty food that may not be the best for you, but, you know, brisket and all kinds of hot dogs and things. And he is just gotten all this free exposure from YouTubers that go, hey, man, look where I am. Hey, everybody. Hey, guys, I'm here and I'm eating a brisket sandwich from Bucky's. Look at this cool shirt I bought. And that's all we need. That's all we need here at Cafe Anyway to make it popular and to get more people to show up is a bunch of YouTubers to shut up. Well, to shut up first off, but then to show up. They can show up first, then shut up. But I'm going to shut up and let you walk into Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you. And you can video on these premises. You're allowed to video this ride, unlike the rides at that new Epic Universe amusement park in Florida. Thank you, Universal. Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It's FFFsode. Hey, it's a band from the 90s. Or was it the early O's? 311. Actually, it's 31111.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
So 3111. 3111. It's Mike Matthews. How are you doing? Are we having fun with saying all these numbers? It's Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopka. How are we doing? Are we full of mirth? Did we have a great 4th of July weekend? Did we watch things explode? Did we eat food that might just...
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Be questionable and possibly kill us if we don't keep it
Mike's
refrigerated.
Daily.
Nothing to joke about.
Podcast.
It has happened.
Yeah.
I've heard of whole families wiped out because of a picnic and someone brought the wrong potato salad that had been sitting out and was wrong for anyone to eat because it was bad, it was contaminated and all that. And that goes into all this microbiology stuff that I studied at UCSB and completely flunked that class. Oh, I was over my head. It was way over my, I was inundated. I was swimming below the surface going, I'll never get up to the top of this and figure out what the heck anybody's talking about. But hey, I thought maybe some of this would be interesting and stick in the back of my brain somewhere. And all I remember is that watch out for potato salad and watch out for cheap beer and fattening wings. Hulk Hogan, you know him. And you probably saw more of him than you wanted to last year when he was on the campaign trail for Trump and at the, was it the Republican National Convention? Well, he wants to reimagine America, or does he want to reimagine Hooters restaurants? As his real American beer brand has made a bid to save the chain, Hooters of America filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in March. Now, they filed in March, and he made the attempt to save the Hooters chain.
And here's today's podcast picture.
About a month ago, the podcast picture is not of that particular establishment, but of, let's see, the podcast picture would be of Shoreline Walkway, is what we call it here in Alameda County. We got the fine island of Alameda, and they've got this cool park. I don't remember this being open before COVID. So I haven't been back to this area since before COVID. So it's nice to see this big, huge area and wonderful views. The late great Basil the Boxer would have found it fascinating. We used to walk down there quite a bit. There's this place called the Pasta Pelican that's been there. Oh, gosh. Probably. Oh, wow. Oh. So way before I moved up here in 2009. And I remember I took a picture of it, I think, in probably 2003. I still have this picture. I blew it up because I thought this restaurant looked so cool. It's basically sitting on its own pier. Its own...
Mike Matthews is going to come in with more encouragement for you.
Thank you. The encouragement that I'm bringing to you is this restaurant is sitting all by itself on, I want to call it stilts, the things that hold it up above the water, those things, pylons, posts. It's keeping it above the water and has been doing so above the, Oakland Harbor.
You can use your damn it if it's easier. Don't worry, I will cross my eyes so I can't see your secret code.
Oh, that's Target, lady. And there's a Target just up the street from this place, too, in Alameda. So, oh, just great stuff to see. Maybe not the Target, but just walking around there in this beautiful, oh, they got these nice reclining chair. Not Adirondack chairs, but those it's like it's made out of materials that can withstand the elements.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Grandma shark, doo 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 doo.
Because it is just mere feet away from the sharks and the baby sharks. It's right by the harbor there, getting all that salt air, getting all that ocean air from the, you know, the amazing San Francisco Harbor, goes into the Oakland Harbor, you know, all the water that comes in from underneath the Golden Gate, where the Golden Gate State and all that fun stuff. But they've got this, you sit down to it and it's like you just fall into it and go ooh hoo hoo hoo, and it's this couch reclining thing made out of, I should have posted a podcast picture of this, future one, I promise you. Instead, the podcast pictures of me over here at the Shoreline Walkway, where you can find these particular little reclining things. Not Adirondack chairs, but some kind of reclining couch that's made out of non-destructible boards.
Oh, you almost had it.
I almost had
it. You better be quicker than that.
Good description of that. I'll be quicker with it next time. So, yeah, Hulk Hogan trying to get the Hooters franchise. And he's, how is it going with this restaurant bid? Let's see. Well, the latest news is he is planning to open a $7 million bar opposite his spiritual home, Madison Square Garden. Wow, and it's 9,000 square feet. Ah.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
My review on what? I guess I'm wearing a Phil's Coffee t-shirt if you're looking at the video. If you go to mikesdailypodcast.com. And the Phil's Coffee, I would say, it will wake you up. And they do these pour-overs and they do some great things. And see, this review is more than useless. But it is helpful to some of you who have never been to a Phil's, or maybe you don't have Phil's where you live. They're all over the Bay Area. They've just exploded. There was, I think, one in Berkeley, San Francisco, Palo Alto near Stanford, and then bam, just all over the place. And in Podcaster Valley.
Turntables, Mike, if you're going to say it like that.
Oh, yeah. Podcaster Valley is the way I say it. But I don't see any other update there on Hulk Hogan's bid, but I do see a lot about this Hulk Hogan themed bar that he spent $7 million on. And then there's the super intelligent team. Mark Zuckerberg plans to build a super intelligence team of about 50 people. Their mission is to reach artificial general intelligence. Artificial general intelligence before its competitors do.
Yes, woo, love it.
It says here that Zuckerberg is offering candidates 7 to 9-figure compensation packages to achieve this.
What are you, nuts?
The artificial general intelligence, sometimes called human level intelligence AI, is a type of artificial intelligence that would match or surpass human capabilities.
What's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
No, I'm not going to leave Cafe. Well, I just did leave Cafe anyway, just went outside of it. But it wants to surpass human capabilities across virtually all cognitive tasks. Wow. And then that is when we achieve full Terminator land world. YouTube is supporting 490,000 jobs and contributed $55 billion to the U.S. economy last year, if you broke down the numbers. In the past 7 years...
Who doesn't like cash cows?
It's been a cash cow, I guess.
How do you do that? I just said the word cash cow.
And then the sound effect happened. Yes, it's miraculous. In the past 7 years, YouTube has taken down 220 million videos as part of content moderation. Yeah, maybe that helps them make room for all the other stupid videos that get uploaded. Like mine. They make a nice little video out of my podcast. So it's just the audio, basically, with the podcast picture as the video. Isn't that exciting? Social Security recipients could receive almost a 3% raise next year. The Social Security Administration is going to announce the actual cost of living adjustment in October. Sorry, you got to wait that long. Informing roughly 67 million recipients how much their benefits will rise in the year 2026, next year. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, look who's here.
Oh my gosh, it's Madame Rudebaker. All of that is very interesting. I'd like to buy a bar. I want to buy your bar. Ooh.
I don't have a bar. I have a cafe anyway. Well, I guess we do serve drinks there. The whatever it is that the brewmaster makes. Guess that's root beer. Do you like root beer?
Yes.
Do you like hot wings?
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like that sound effect.
Oh.
That's the one I don't like. That's better.
Do you like that sound effect?
No.
Yeah, not everyone likes that sound effect. Look who else is here.
Hello, dear Mike. This is Valentino, the banking attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, all of that stuff was very cool. Especially I like that when you were trying to explain that piece of furniture there by the shoreline. D.
Yeah, shoreline. Do you know that?
Shoreline walkway in Alameda that overlook. You can see the beautiful Jack London Square. It's fantastic. You might even say something like this.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
So it's I guess it's new. I don't know when exactly it opened. I gotta think it's gotta been in the past. It's gotta been in the past couple of years. Let's see. Shoreline Walkway, Alameda. And it says something to the effect in the news that nope, no word wherever that happened. I don't even, maybe I'm not even calling it the right name. That's what it appears on Google Maps. So, but from what I've seen, from my knowledge that I have seen that things with the knowledge of, with my eyeballs, what's called eyeball knowledge, I did not see it. Over 8 years ago. So within that time span.
There's a Spanish holiday tradition called El Gordo, the fat one.
Definitely since before the El Gordo fat one holiday, whatever that is. And that is the end of this podcast. I guess you can chime in if you would like. Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening. I hope you can recline and enjoy the rest of your day and not be too freaked out and over anxiety-ified.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I guess that's pretty much all I had to say.
Right.
Oh, great song from the 80s. Simply Red. That's all I had to say. Mickey Hucknall. That's all I had to say. Yeah, we had some interesting songs in the 80s.
We owe you because we learn from you. We learn from you, by example, how to do a show with intention, how to work with clarity, how to treat people with respect. You are infuriatingly good at your job. Okay?
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!